Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome to the LeFevre Family Softball Baseball Complex, also known as the Battlefield, where our Indians baseball team will be taking on the New Bremen Cardinals tonight. New Bremen comes in at 12-4 overall, 4-3 in the MAC. Fort Recovery comes in at 9-7, 3-4 in the MAC. And this should be a good one. This was senior night, and they just announced the seniors, unless they're going to do the national anthem pretty quickly, I will go over the baseball seniors. So Bo Tin, he's the son of Ryan and Lori Tin. He played baseball and football and is a member of the Spanish Club, FFA, and National Honor Society. After graduation, he'll attend the University of Toledo and major in mechanical engineering. Looks like we're about ready to do the national anthem, so we'll take a break and we'll get back to the seniors later in the game. So be back in just a minute or two.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill, and Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generations, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hey, welcome back to the Battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery. I'm Dave Kopp, bringing you the MAC action tonight between the New Bremen Cardinals and the Fort Recovery Indians. Alex Deuce on the mound tonight for the Indians, and he's been stellar. I tell you what, he's been something else this year. And I don't know, we've talked about it. I heard last week we might get to see Daniel Patch pitch again. But, you know, I just don't know if I'm going to see it or not. But we're getting ready to get first pitch underway in the top of the first inning. The lineup's going to go like this. For the New Bremen Cardinals, going to be Aaron Thiemann playing shortstop, leading off. Johnny Heitkamp, he'll be behind the plate. He'll be batting second. Nolan Keening will be on the mound tonight, batting third. Jack Saylor will be in the first base, batting fourth. Gavin Quellhorst, I believe, is what I got here. If I can read that right, let me double-check that. Gavin Quellhorst, batting fifth, playing right field. Rogan Meyer will be at third base, batting sixth. Maddox Wells will be at second base, batting seventh. Brady Keller out in left field, batting eighth. And Carson Keller in center field, batting ninth. Hey, I'm just joined here by my old partner, Bobby Stalger. Bobby, what do you know, bud?
I don't know nothing. I know it's senior night. It'd be nice to get a Mac win.
Yeah, we need one. Nice to play at home here. We've been rained out so many times. Dang it. Pitch number one comes across the plate for a strike.
Hi, Fee.
Big Fee's in the house, too?
Yeah.
We got all the boys. Pitch there swung on and nothing but air. Ducey quickly ahead. No balls, two strikes. Indians come in here at 3-4 in the MAC. That one's popped foul out of play. Indians are 9-7. And the Cardinals, I believe, are 12-4, 4-3 in the MAC.
They're 12-4.
12-4, yeah. They're soon to be 12-5, my friend. Swing and a miss. Nice. Got him on good old Uncle Charlie right there. First batter, first K in the books for Ducey.
Now batting number five, Johnny Heitkamp.
It's going to bring Johnny Heitkamp to the plate. Catcher here for the Cardinals. First pitch swung on and popped up. Going to be foul and out of play.
Somebody has a beat on it.
Caught it and threw it in.
You know what? He might have caught that.
Yeah, I think he caught
that
it.
That was quick.
He's getting some skin over there, too. Great play behind him. That one's check swing. Going to go out to right field. Carrying pretty good. Right fielder going over, and he's going to make the play.
That was almost a check swing home run.
Yeah, it was a check swing home run. Who's out there? Tucker Overman.
Who went way out there?
Tucker Overman's out
he
there.
He didn't even swing at it.
No. Wow. Check swing, home run. Caught it right in front of the wall.
Closest thing I've seen to the barricade out there.
Yeah.
So two up, two down. That's going to bring Nolan Keating to the plate. Big number 11 there. The pitcher for the Cardinals this evening. Takes the first pitch. Rocket up the middle. Going to be stopped. And throw.
Oh,
we got the play of the year right there. Flat out play of the year right there made by Caden Greasy. He dove, laid out, came up with the ball, threw it from his knee, and got him by a step at first base. Awesome play. That should get everybody fired up in that Indian dugout. We got a half an inning in the books. No score here in the Battlegrounds.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Going to be Landon Post, Caden Greasy, and Wyatt Benn, first three batters the Tribe.
If you hear something funny, the mothers have picked out the walk-up songs for at least the seniors. I don't know if that's for all of them, but so the mothers have picked up the walk-up songs for their sons. So
I'll be totally honest with you, I never even pay attention to that, but well, I am going to now. Awesome play in the top of the first inning by Caden Greasy on the third out. Went towards second base, laid out, dove, hit the ground, came up with the ball, threw from his knee, and got him by a step. Best play I've seen all year. One of the best plays, for sure.
Put your tent up yet?
I'm working on the tent.
Is it out there now?
I got the frame up. Yeah, out at JR. Yeah, it's 50 by 120. Big old tent.
Now batting, Indian senior number three, Landon.
Well, I didn't know it was senior night tonight, but it does make perfect sense. They schedule it not on the last game in case it's rained out. So here comes Landon Post to the plate, batting 297. He takes first swing, rips it foul down the left field line. No runs on no hits for the Cardinals in the first inning.
That's probably going to be where Brian Patch is sitting.
Nope. Nobody allowed to sit over there anymore.
Oh, over the grass. Got the grass planted.
All roped up. That one's down in the dirt for ball one. One ball, one strike to Landon Post. Beautiful night here at the old ball orchard. Bobby likes to say that one swung on, popped up. Shortstop going back, center fielder coming in, and shortstop makes the play. So one up, one down here for the Tribe, and that goes to Caden Greasy. And something tells me the young man is going to get a hit.
Big time. Yeah. Make a big time play like that, you ought to get a hit.
Big V on the air now.
I'm up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You make a great play in defense, you get the bat
get
next inning, and it's almost a given.
Absolutely.
His chances are better to get a hit. First pitch low and away. Caden Greasy coming in at 327. White Ben on deck batting 362.
Wow.
Ooh. There's a ground ball down the third base line. Foul.
Took a rip at her.
Might have went off his foot the way he's acting, huh?
Yeah.
Indians going to get the bats rolling. I'd love to see him pick up about 10 rounds tonight.
No kid.
That one swung on and popped up towards the right field side. Right fielder making his way over, and he makes the play.
Two pop outs. How about a line drive here, Wyatt?
That brings up senior Wyatt Benn, number 23.
Now batting number 23, Indian senior Wyatt Benn.
I think we got Davey Tobin out there on the bases.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to look those over.
Yeah.
That one swung on, and that's popped foul down the right field line.
Whatever you guys want to do, right?
Out of play. Wyatt finds himself in the hole. 0-1. That pitch a little outside for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Coach Hank's team coming in here. I tell you, we battled in the MAC and our losses. You know, gosh dang. That was in the dirt. Brazil's 1-0. Coldwater, we got beat. 4-0. St. Henry, we got beat. 2-0.
Yep.
And I think
we
have given up 3 earned runs in the MAC, if I remember hearing somebody say that.
Pretty
right.
Pretty impressive. Early ground ball right back to the pitcher. Play. Nice stab by New Bremen's pitcher. He comes up, underhands over to his first baseman. 3-up, 3-down for the Tribe. So after 1 in the books, no score here at the Battlegrounds.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We're back here at the Fort Field. We're ready to go. Alex got him out 1-2-3. First inning, copy.
Yeah, he looked fabulous again. And I tell you what, he's been fun to watch this year. I tell you, as a pitcher, he's just been lights out.
He has been lights out.
Number 21.
Let's hope we get him a win here tonight.
Yeah, we just need to give him some help.
Looks like Jack Saylor's going to lead off for the Cardinals.
Jack Saylor is, let me look him up, he's a sophomore.
Sophomore. Pitch right on the knees. 1-1.
One thing about number 4, old Ducey out there, he changes that speed up so much, Harold.
He does. He keeps him off. I mean, it's hard. Good pitch. A little high heat. 1-2.
Is it safe to lean back on these chairs?
Nope, go shooting. Shooting right out of here. I'll take a walk. Shoot you right out the back door into the softball
field. I want to lean back so bad. Taste it.
I did it one time, but I killed myself. 1-2. Alex trying to get a first out. Ooh, close. 2-2. Lined in the pitch. Curveball a little high.
Ooh.
Real close. So real close.
Thinking this is the last day I'm wearing long sleeves this year.
I like
Done.
That. I like that call. We should be getting some nice weather here, huh?
No kidding. Check swing.
Check swing. Pop up to the shortstop. Caden Greasy, he's got it. Boys will flip around a little bit. One away. Pop out to old number six. For the first out, Gavin Quellhorse is your hitter. Playing right field tonight. Rogan Muther on deck. Swing and a miss on the first pitch.
For southbound lineup. For the Cardinals.
New Bremen's got a lot of good boys going right now.
Yes, they do.
Their football team was very good. Basketball was very solid. Good. Yep. How about the, I see where we got, Marion Local got moved down to seven in football.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's really nice. They win the state championship in sixth, but they move them back down.
That should make it tough on them, huh?
Yeah, that's really good.
Two up, two down.
A little ground out there. 4-3. Two away in the inning. Rogan Muther, your hitter, third baseman tonight.
Another sophomore.
Popped up. Right fielder. Tucker's all over it. He's got it. Indians up. 1-2-3.
Nice job, Purple.
After 1.5. No score here at the Ford. Tonight, if you didn't know it, it is senior night. And our seniors are Bo Tidd, son of Ryan and Lori Tidd. He's played a little baseball, football, and is a member of the Spanish Club, FFA, National Honor Society. After graduation, he'll be attending the University of Toledo and major in mechanical engineering. Bo Tidd. Cale Rammel was our second. I think we had seven of them today. Copy?
We got a lot of seniors.
Yeah, we had a bunch.
We'll sneak past you. Grab the book.
Yep, go ahead. Cale Rammel's our next senior. He's the son of Randy and Angie Rammel. 4-year letterman in basketball and football. 2-year letterman in baseball and first team District 8 in basketball. First team all MAC in basketball. His junior and his senior year. His most memorable moment was scoring his 1,000th point, and I was there and enjoyed the heck out of it.
You betcha.
We'll keep going. We'll have some more seniors here as we go on.
Absolutely. All right, we're getting ready for the top of the or bottom of the second inning. Cale Rammel going to lead us off, batting 308 here on the season. Big senior steps in there. I'm thinking the big senior is about due to go yard.
Yeah, we didn't have anybody go yard.
We haven't seen it yet.
Just a little
cut right there and knocks him back to the wall. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the Indians saved all their runs for the tail end of this season.
Yeah.
They've been struggling getting the runs across the plate. That pitch is outside for a ball.
Our pitching's just been outstanding.
Yeah, our pitching's been good enough. Our defense has been good enough.
Yep.
We just can't score runs. 2-1 swung on and fouled back to the screen. Just a little bit under.
Yep.
Evens and count of 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Come on, Kim.
Nobody out here. Bottom of the second inning.
Second inning.
That one's in the dirt. Bounces. Gets away from the catcher. Makes it a 3-2 count now.
Get a good one here, Cale.
Big fella out there in the mound. Nolan Keening.
He is a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and fouled out of play. Might have been a little elevated. But
it's a little high, but too close,
close
to look at.
You betcha.
Good idea. Cale, how'd a boy get rid of it? He'll throw you one. He'll miss one. Get one down there in the old wheelhouse where you can rip it.
Comes a 3-2 again. Payoff. There's a ground ball. Chopper high down to the third baseman. He comes up with it on a big old hop. Fires across the field for out number one. So Cale goes down 5-3 in the old scorebook.
Pretty easy play there for third baseman.
Yeah, 6 up, 6 down for Alex Deuce in the first two innings. So far, 4 up, 4 down for the Cardinals. So that brings the big boy here, Daniel Patch, to the plate.
Patchy
batting 317. Second highest batting average I got here in the old book.
Yeah. Had a pretty good year at the plate, actually.
Yeah.
Drove in a few runs.
Good to get him on. Anyway.
Any way possible.
The pitch is swung on and fouled over in Indian dugout.
Coming to the dugout. About knocked out the umpire there. He takes one more, a little bit more practice swing, he knocks him out. We are looking for a new one. Yeah.
Who's going to do that?
The big guy's like, whoa, stop that swing.
Here comes a 1-1. That swung on, hit pretty hard right at the shortstop. Shortstop fields it cleanly, fires across the field, out number two. Two up, two down.
Quick couple innings so far.
So far, screaming through this bad boy. That's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate. Deucey's like, well, I guess I got to get on here. I got to do my own run thing.
You know, and we won. He won the game in Parkway 2-1.
So did it himself, didn't he?
About did it himself that game.
First pitch taken, first strike, right at the old letters. Yep, I think the old weather's finally going to straighten out for us.
Yep.
That pitch a little inside. One ball, one strike. Two away here, bottom of the first inning, no score at the Battlegrounds. Cardinals and the Indians. MAC action. Swing and a miss.
Love that high heat.
We chase it.
We like to chase it. Somehow we got to get a little bit more disciplined.
1-2 coming in for Deucey. Deucey going to pop this bad boy up, too. We're making it easy for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Six up, six down for the Indians now. We'll go to the top of the third inning. No score here. The Battlegrounds.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Port Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Bottom third of the order for New Bremen. So far, six up, six down.
Pretty impressive for both squads right now.
Both squads right now. Both pitchers doing a great job.
Zero base runners.
Maddox Wells is going to be the first hitter, followed by Brady Keller and Carson Keller.
Just a little tidbit here. They have zero seniors.
Is that right?
They do. They got Ben Saylor down here in the very bottom, number 24.
I think
24.
Four juniors is that what I counted when four I was junior. Printing this up here, I think.
They're young. Pretty good ball club. Swing and a miss. Chad Wells, good head coach for them over there. He's been pretty solid for the last 5, 6, 7 years. Just a little high by Alex Deuce. One ball, two strikes.
Reds still on the West Coast, Harold?
You know, I think they're heading home.
Are they coming back?
I think so. Good pitch. Pulled the old string with the old Uncle Charlie. Got him looking. First out of the inning.
I'm going to end up out there in the old West Coast swing in 4-2.
Yeah, I think. I think it's a pretty good run for him, actually.
Yeah.
They could have won two games ago. San Diego, the second game. That one. They did win that one, right? The Sunday game against Oakland. That's the one I thought they should have had.
Oh, so they did lose the one against Oakland.
Yes.
So they must have went 3-3.
I think they went 3-3.
Okay.
Brady Keller's your hitter. Strike call. One ball, one strike, one out. Oh, Had to be close. Good looking pitch there. Two balls, one strike on the number eight hitter, Brady Keller, left fielder. Wow. That looks pretty good from up here. But
Deucey's looking at that one like, where did I miss that?
Yeah, I think Deucey's getting a little frustrated.
From up here, it looked like it was right down the pike. But
three balls, one strike.
A little bit off.
Yep. Swing and a miss. Full count. Deucey going to try to take him himself here. Carson Keller on deck.
Got him!
Curveball! Old curveball's working pretty well.
Wow, that was pretty.
Throwing that curve on 3-2 pitch.
Kind of buckled him with the old curveball there.
That's back-to-back K looking.
He was looking for the old fastball, and Uncle Charlie came in. Carson Keller, your hitter?
That's confidence. That's confidence with curve.
That's a lot of confidence. When you got confidence with your off-speed, you're pretty good. Especially when you throw it hard as Alex does.
Then he turns around and throws a smoker right down. He was way late on that one. He was sitting there in the trying to time him up.
Yeah. Thinking, what was that? Two strikes on the corner. No balls, two strikes, two outs.
He might strike out the side here, Fee.
Yeah, why not?
I'm okay with that.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it? And he did. But this guy did strike out swinging. 1-2-3 inning. After 2.5, Indians, Cardinals, tied up at nothing.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds and recognizing a few more of our seniors tonight. Our next senior is Landon Post, son of Kelly Sheets and Eric Post. Landon's played basketball and baseball all 4 years and has been second team All-MAC in both sports. After graduation, he will attend Associated Builders and Contractors of Ohio to earn his journeyman's license to become an electrician. Landon Post. And our next senior, Daniel Patch, son of Brian and Annie Patch. Daniel played basketball and baseball. After graduation, he will attend Capital University to play some baseball and will major in exercise science. We'll be back with the last three seniors the next couple innings.
Very, very good. Nice job, P. We're going to get ready here for the bottom of the third inning. It's going to be 7-8-9. Bo Tin, he is DH in here for Riggsy Toby, then Jackson Irvin and Tucker Overman. First three batters here for the Indians. That pitch is going to be hit, kind of lobbed out there to the second baseman, ran across the second base, and the second baseman comes over and makes a play for that first out of the inning. That is pop-up number 1, 2, 3, 4 so far.
Say we got a lot of pop-up.
Yeah.
Just not quite getting her solid here. Come on, Jackson.
Jackson Irvin stepping to the plate. This young man can get a hold of him.
He's got a little pop.
That one there swung on and fouled over the screen and out of play. I can tell you this. He hit the first home run out of here. First night they had practice here. We were working on the field, and he came out. It was about the fifth pitch he took. He hit it over the fence. There's a kind of a check swing, swing by Jackson. Didn't want to go at it.
And yep. Couldn't stop.
He did and found himself now in a hole, no balls, two strikes. Oh, two is swung on, and that's going to get right out to the left fielder.
Right at him.
Yeah, hit that one on the screws and stayed up in the air, and he's going to go down with a – not a P. I'm going to give that a big L. Line drive out to the
line driver.
Out to the
Left fielder?
Hit her good, but hit her right out.
Let's get him, Tucker.
Going
to bring Tucker Overman to the plate. Swing and a miss by Tucker. Nobody's batting average getting any better in this game, P.
No. Got a couple no-hitters going now.
We got perfect games.
Got two perfect games.
Perfect games going here in the bottom of the third inning.
Time to break that up. Let's go.
Swing and a miss right there. Finds himself now down one ball, two strikes. Keep your eye on here, Tucker. Come on now.
Plenty of holes out there. Find one.
That one's inside. About gets him
down,
in the knees.
Drop down a little side.
Side-armed him in there. And
yep.
We go to deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the third. No score here in the battlegrounds. Ooh, took it all away. That's going to be a K looking. First strike out of the game for New Bremen. Nine up, nine down, both sides. Two perfect games going here, and we'll go to the top of the fourth, V. They're flying through here. We'll be back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Your day been a little crazy, and now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes, and you have a great meal for your family. And, of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
We're back here at Lefevre Baseball and Softball Complex. Back to the top of the lineup. In the top of the fourth here, Aaron Thiemann will lead her off. He struck out swinging the first time up. Top of four. No score. Good pitch.
Somebody's going to have a score. We'll be here forever.
We could be here a long time. We'll just take one home run. Bottom of the seventh. Call her dad.
That's going to be possible here for Riggsy, I'm telling you.
Riggsy's coming around.
He does make the play. Nice job, Riggsy. I thought that sucker went straight up in the air.
Hop out to two. First out of the inning. That brings Johnny Heitkamp.
Number five, Johnny Heitkamp.
Johnny flew out to the Tucker Overman.
Was that the check swing home run?
Check swing, damn near hit it out. Yeah. Hit it hard. Yeah.
It went out there pretty good.
It went a long way for a half swing.
Tucker's like, wait a minute, didn't you just check swing? Yeah.
Good looking curveball.
Bo Jackson.
Boy, he is.
Check swinging these bad boys out of here.
Alex. Who's it? Oh, Glenn Braggs. Remember he check swing, break his bat?
Yep.
Popped up, hit pretty well. Way back in the left field. He's drifting back. Off the bottom of the fence. There's our first hit of the game.
Stand up double. Went all the way out
Johnny
there.
Johnny Heitkamp just about had the first home run.
Yeah. Hit the base. Well,
the base of defense.
I'm trying to think. Van Wert had one. I guess that was a scrimmage.
Scrimmage.
That was a grand salami.
Ooh, that's not good.
That was off Big Troy Boy. Troy Boy goes out there to throw an inning and
kaboom.
Got in trouble and had the bases loaded. Next guy comes up and
cleaned them out. Cleaned the bases off.
Put it in Dan Leonard's kitchen table.
Whoops.
Number 11, Nolan Kang.
That was a big old double for Johnny. Now he's at second base. Nolan Keening, our pitcher, the big boy, batting third. Trying to help himself here.
One of the juniors on the Freeman squad.
One behind now and fouled her off down the right field line. Demi Wendell's down there with a 400-pound camera.
Huge lens.
Huge camera.
She can see the hair coming out of my nose.
Yep.
I hope she doesn't take that picture.
She probably will. She thinks she's groovy sometimes.
No balls, one strike. Oop, called time here. What do we have here?
Interesting play right
called
here.
A balk. Coach Einstein.
What the heck's going
wait
on
a
here?
Minute. Somebody ain't called the time. I don't think Alex would just stop him halfway through his windup.
No.
Back to second.
Back to
exactly
second.
Right.
No balk.
Dave Tobin says, I think I had time out there. Dave explains it to Chad.
Everybody's groovy with it.
And everybody's okay. Chad Wells is okay with New Bremen. And Coach Ink says, that works for me. But he's back at second. So no pitch. So it's a no ball. One strike count on the big pitcher. Ooh, the old curveball. Just a little high. That was a pretty good one. I don't know, but up here it looks good.
Yes.
We'd be striking guys out right and left.
Never seen a ball. Got to hit the dirt.
Popped up. Left fielder coming in. Wyatt. He's got it. Second out of the inning. Nolan flies out for the second out of the inning, and that brings Jack Saylor, the lone senior on the Cardinals, to the plate.
I think
Ben, got all seniors in the outfield out there.
I think Ben Saylor is the senior.
Ben Saylor is the senior. Yeah.
Okay, Jack's not.
Jack Saylor is a sophomore.
Right at the third baseman. That is three outs.
Nice job right there by the Indians.
Nice job by the Indians getting out of there. Left that double right where he stayed at second base. After 3.5, no score here at the Battleground.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hey, we're back here at the Battlegrounds. Last three seniors are going to be recognized, and the first is Tucker Overman. Tucker is the son of Nate and Shelley Overman. Tucker's four-year member of the baseball team. His best memory of high school is eating lunch with his friends. Been there, done that, loved it. After graduation, he plans to continue working at J&M. Tucker Overman. Our next senior is Jackson Irving. Jackson's the son of Sandy and Mitch Irving. Jackson is a four-year member of the baseball team and played football for 2 years and was on the swim team for 1 year. After graduation, he plans to enter the workforce. Jackson Irving. And our last senior, Wyatt Benn. Wyatt is the son of Ryan and Holly Benn. Wyatt's a four-year member of the baseball team also. After graduation, he plans to work for Littmer Custom Woodworking. Wyatt Benn, our last senior. Congratulations, guys.
Yep, it's awesome.
Good group of seniors right there. Big
that
fans.
Is a good, group. good people.
That is a good group of
I
seniors.
Hope we can keep them all back here or keep them here to start with. They're wherever they go, they're going to improve that town.
That is for sure. They will do great.
All right, we're getting ready here for the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians still looking for their first base runner of the ball game. New Bremen picked theirs up here in the top half of the first.
Yep. So Landon's going to be our first base runner.
There's a ground ball down to the third baseman. Landon's ball's going to be off the base and pull the first baseman off, and Landon's going to be on for the Indians.
We
so the Indians
runner.
Now have a base runner down at first base. Big E on the old five right there.
Third baseman had a little trouble getting it over to him.
Yeah, it was right to him, and he just threw it wide of the bag. First baseman had to come off and keep it in front of him.
So the Indians now with a chance here with nobody out here and the leadoff guy on, Caden Greasy coming to the plate.
Coach Ike, may have gave a few signs down there. We'll see if he gave the Caden, old buttery sign.
Caden going to try to sacrifice him over?
We'll
or?
See. How would you think? Yes, sir.
Shows bunt, puts a perfect bunt down over towards the first base side. Pitcher comes up, fires over to first base. Easily moves Landon over to second base. So nice sacrifice right there.
Let's get him in.
Get him on, get him over. Let's get him in now. Let's do that once.
Give me a line drive here, Wyatt.
All right, Wyatt Ben coming to the plate.
Yep.
Wyatt steps to the bag. Landing out there at second base. First pitch swung on. Hit hard down to the third baseman. Comes off the third baseman's glove. And Landon's going to be able to get over to third base, and that's going to be back-to-back E5s.
Third baseman having a little tough time over there.
Yeah, he's struggling a little bit right now. So Wyatt reaches down to first base.
First and third.
Landon over to third.
I believe we got to put the old steel sign on here. Coach Hunt?
Yep. I would certainly think so.
Let's put him on second and third and see what happens.
Yep. Of course, it won't really matter if he gets to second if Cale puts one over the fence.
That's exactly right.
No matter if he scores from first or second.
Copy left the garage door open for him. Put her in there, baby.
Love to see it. My garage door operator can tell his story. He shows bunt.
Nothing happened.
He's going down a little bit on the late steal type thing. Yep. And we end up with runners at second and third.
Good job by Cale pulling back, too. Now, line drive gets a couple runs here, big fella.
Yep. It's time. He is so due.
He is due.
RBIs have been
big
scarce.
Hole out there in left center.
And
that's
there
a
is.
Rocket.
That's in the gap.
That's out the left center. That's going all the way to the wall. That's going to score Landon Post. That's going to score Wyatt Ben. And Cale Rammel's going to end up with a stand-up double.
Nicely done.
That's exactly how we drew it up right there, big
the way
P.
It's supposed to be done.
You guys did a good job that so
was
far.
Excellent.
Let's figure out how to get a couple more here.
Daniel might as well get another one here.
Yeah, might as well.
A couple of unearned runs here for the Indians in the bottom of the fourth inning. Puts us up 2-0 over the Cardinals.
Ooh, that's good.
Cale out there tying his shoes here at second base. Yeah. He probably could have had a triple if he had his shoes tied.
Yeah, putting his shoes. Getting a little sliding.
There we go. Okay. He's got all kinds of work to do out there. All right, Daniel Patch coming to the plate here now.
Daniel. Looking for something he can hit a line drive.
Rounded out to the shortstop last time up. That pitch is taken a little below the knees. Looked a little low from here, but called strike.
Big boy. Looked pretty low, but he can see better than us, I guess. Come on,
Daniel. Checking out the runner. There's a ground ball. That's going to maybe get through there. Nice play by the shortstop. Cale Rammel. Yeah, that's a base hit. Cale Rammel wisely stays over at second base. He could have made it to third, I think, but.
It had to be right away, though, didn't it?
Yeah, he wanted to wait till it got through for sure because he wasn't going to score on that.
Exactly.
But in the end, Indians back-to-back base hits. Runners at second and first, and that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate. Indians now with a couple runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Couple of hits.
Got a couple more guys on, too. Let's keep them moving.
Finally getting a crooked number on the board. Love to see that.
Yeah, we've been
pitch taking a little high. We are 6-1 here at the home field. That's what I think I read from.
Defending the old home turf.
Yeah,
good.
I think I saw that on Tommy Galdine's social
I think
media.
Right.
If that's where you saw it, it's true.
Tommy wouldn't lie.
You know, Tommy ain't posting stuff that's guesses.
Tommy's got more stats on everybody.
Yep. Knows how many times we went to the restroom.
And I can tell you we appreciate what he does.
No doubt about it. He takes care of the boys down there. Here comes the pitch in. That pitch taken outside.
It's a little out.
So Ducey finds himself ahead in the count. 2 balls, no strikes.
How about an old dirty curve ball here to get to the fence? Move the boys up.
That would be nice.
Be okay.
That was low, 3-0. It's almost dirty.
Pretty close.
Maybe we can...
we'll take a walk here and load him up.
Give him a wild pitch here so we can get both guys moved up a little.
Yeah, absolutely. One away here. Bottom four. That pitch is four straight pitches, and that's ball four. First walk given up by the Cardinals.
I got a feeling we might see the head coach come out.
Yeah, he just got off his perch, and he is...
Everybody moving up.
Coming Chad out of the dugout.
Bo 10 says it's time to be a big-time senior.
Baseball's a crazy game. Young man went through, had a perfect game through three, gets into the bottom of the fourth and just struggling getting an out and not getting any help from his defense right now.
No.
A couple errors. That really
hurt. That got it started pretty good shape for us.
Looks like Tommy's.
Boy, those errors like that, that just adds so many pitches.
Yep. That's usually our story.
Wow. Tommy's giving a...
Let me throw
Tommy,
this in there real quick.
Hit.
Tomorrow's game against Anna has been canceled. Holly Gann is trying hard to find another game. She's hoping to get one set tonight, but if it takes her tomorrow, stay tuned. We had Anna at home tomorrow. That isn't going to happen, but she's going to do everything she can to find somebody that can play us tomorrow.
Go on, Bo 10.
Then the doubleheader on Saturday at Rushi.
Big Bo.
Bo 10 steps to the plate, hits a weak ground ball over to the third baseman. Third baseman coming up, coming home. He's going to get the force out at home. So nice play by the third baseman.
Boy, almost like he went off his foot. He went kind of so slow out of there. Well, two down, bases still loaded. We still need a big hit, big two-out hit now.
We should have three hits up on the board over there, boys.
Yep.
Since they took one error away, we should have three hits on the board.
Indian senior, number 15.
Yeah, I'd say that's right.
Jackson
Irvin. Yep, he's giving him a hit.
Yep, there it is. It got up there. So,
Jackson, we need to make it.
All right, Jackson, big time for a big hit right here. Bases juiced, nobody.
Get you a couple
no place to go with you, and two outs. There's a hard hit ground ball to the shortstop. Nice job by Alex Deuce to kind of play a little cat and mouse game of that ball, but he comes up with it cleanly, fires over to the first base, takes care of the work. But in the inning, Indians pick up two runs on three hits.
Attaboy,
and we go to the top of the fifth inning. Indians up, 2-0.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering. And our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 12th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. The Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and great oldies playing all night long. Don't miss the annual spring cruise in on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Hey, we are back here at the Battlegrounds. Big inning by the Indians, taking the lead here in the fourth. Nicely done. Got a couple runs here and a couple hits.
I'm going to go down there and get Tommy Galdine in the headlock.
Tommy switching this up a little bit. He didn't think that one was an error.
When's the last time Tommy G's been in the full Nelson?
Oh, my. Gavin Quailhorse leading off for the Cardinals. Looks like he grounded out second base first time up. Ducey flying along here. Whoop, line drive hit hard right at Tucker. Looks like it was going down and then it went up. And he made a nice jumping catch here.
I think he was going over to play it on the one hop and he had to jump high to pick it off. That one sailed a little
number
bit.
Number 4, Rogan Muther.
Let's see. Number 9 got that one. Rogan Muther, the hitter. Third baseman had a tough bottom of the fourth there. Had a couple errors.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean.
They might have been errors.
Might have been errors.
In our book, they were errors.
Well, yep. The one's definitely an error because it was
now,
way right. He wasn't going to get in.
Tommy G changes his mind. Then he comes back, changes
change
it
again. Again. We're back to two errors. We kind of thought the other one was, too, the third baseman. He had kind of back-to-backs almost.
Yep.
But whatever they want. He's the official scorer. Fly ball, center field. Drifting back. Got it. Gale pretty easy out there. Nicely done.
The scoreboard boy's pretty quick on that. Had the second out up before the ball was even out there.
Yeah.
Like a piece of cake. Gale's going to catch
this
one.
What's going on here? That brings Maddox Wells to the plate here in the top of the fifth. Good pitch.
Yep.
Way out in front.
Way up front.
And
Brent Keller on deck.
Our old friend Kurt Grammel is the assistant coach.
That's right.
For
the
Bremen Cardinals.
He's the old first base coach down
there. And the two little boys that we remember from over here are the Bat Boys.
They're big.
And I think somebody said he has two or three other kids.
Oh, good for him.
Yep, that's awesome. Got to talk to him a little bit, and he said things are going really well, but he's busy as can be.
Kurt's a good dude.
Yes, he is. Yep. He can't help it. He's a Rammel.
Yeah.
He can't help but be great.
Alex says, well, what am I doing here?
And we're going to talk it over a little.
I'm not sure. Would they give him a ball there? What happened? It's almost like we would.
Dave
Tobin was saying something about, I don't know if he didn't wipe it off his hand or what happened.
Well, I think it's two balls and a strike now.
It could be two and a strike. I agree.
Yeah. Don't know.
I think they penalized him with that.
Yeah, he's going to pop this one up anyway. So, whoa.
He's trying to catch out with his hand.
He stuck his hand out like he's
going to
catch.
You don't want to put your hand out there, my friend. That hurts.
Batter put his hand out.
Yeah.
Batter put his hand out.
What you might want to do is just get the heck out of the road.
Yeah.
You are allowed to get out of the way of it.
It's not a wiffle ball.
He's going to catch it and throw it back to him. That's a terrible pitch. Try another one. Swing and a miss.
Got him.
That was a pretty good one.
That is a case swinging to end the inning. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on base. After 4.5, Indians lead it 2-0.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Sorry, I didn't see him come back that quick.
That's all right, Spencey. I got a photographic memory. First pitch coming in there to Tucker Overman to lead us off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tucker squares the bunt and takes a strike there, and now he swings at a ball in the dirt. Finds himself now in the hole. One ball, two strikes. When Tucker went up there, the first pitch, thought he was going to maybe catch him off guard, lay a bunt down for a single, and just came up empty. There is a ground ball over to the shortstop. Shortstop backhands it.
Long throw.
Nice throw.
Good wheels.
Over. Yeah,
just
Tucker.
Barely.
Tucker running full bore. Gets him by a step. So Tucker is out 6-3. And we roll back to the top.
Indian senior number three, Landon
Post. So Landon Post steps to the plate. Posty reached on an error in the fourth inning, came around to score the game's first run to make it 1-0 for the Indians. And then White Bend came around to score in the bottom of the fourth also, and that's where we sit. 2-0 ball game here in favor of the purple and white. That pitch is in there a little outside. It evens the count at one ball, one strike. That one's fouled out of play. Like Spencer said before, tomorrow night's game has been canceled. Anna's got something in the works. Can't make the game tomorrow night, so that's been canceled. We do have a doubleheader at Rushi. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. I will not be able to attend that bad boy.
Me neither.
Next week, we got baseball at St. Mary's. That's always a fun game to go and do.
St. Mary's usually tough.
Yeah. Fun game to go over there. I talked to my buddy that does the PA now.
Brush pile fisherman,
yes, sir. That one almost hits Landon in the leg. He gets out of the way just in time. Makes the count 3-2. And then Thursday, we got baseball at Wapakoneta. We got to do them too, Fee. That's B Dubs.
Yep.
There's a ground ball over towards the middle, and that's going to get through
for
a base hit. So Posty now on back to back times.
There we go, boys.
Base hit number 4.
Now we get the
in my books.
Steal sign. Give me a little steal sign, Coach.
Hey, we got to get Posty over to second.
Batting.
Caden Greasy, your batter. Absolutely. We want to get this guy over to second base.
Let's get the run in there, Landon. My man.
Get him over in scoring position.
Pretty good lead.
We haven't stole a base in a year.
We've got one. There's a chopper.
That's it.
That's going to get through down to the.
Beat him there. Nice job.
Great job right there by Caden Greasy. Back-to-back base hits, and now we got runners at first and second. One away here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that's going to bring Wyatt Benn to the plate.
What did Wyatt do last time?
Well,
he was controversial.
He's
our controversial hit.
So we gave him a hit. We gave him an error first. We gave him a hit the next. So we're going to call him 1-for-2. He reached and came around to score.
Yeah, he got it going for us, so we'll
swing the middle. Huge cut right there.
Ripping that one.
He was going to bust one of your windows there, Calvin.
Yep, he was heading for you.
That's all right. We know how to fix him.
Big old grin on his face. He just about swung out of his shoes.
Tore his shoes off.
Post you out at second.
Come on, Wyatt. Oop, stay off.
Good eye right there. He's going to chase that high cheese, and he didn't.
He was thinking about it. Nice job.
Caden Greasy at first, Landon Post at second. 2-0 ball game in favor of the Indians. Bottom of the fifth inning, Alex Deuce cruising on the mound. Never had so many runs.
Alex is happy with the
production. That one's down and low. It makes it 3-1. Here comes the hitter's pitch. This one you want to swing out your shoes right here.
Yep, let her rip.
Ford's
sure he would not be mad if you got him a couple more, though. Got more runs, wouldn't hurt a bit.
No, Alex would be happy. That pitch is outside. I thought it was 3-1. Now it's 3-1. Fastest scoreboard guys in the world.
They are quick. Yep, it's halfway there, they call it. Strike, ball.
Hey.
Wait a minute.
Just because they know it's going to happen. That doesn't mean they're wrong.
Maybe they have that buzzer.
Something.
Well, there's a ground ball pulled foul over towards the Indian dugout. Makes it 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away here. I don't know what the boys are doing down there. It's 3-2-1. They always do the 3-2-1
check. Yep.
Yeah.
Dozed off.
Sound asleep. Fee, we had the craziest thing over at Minster last week. And I'll explain it after this pitch. Ooh, got him looking right there. Struck him out on the 3-2 pitch. Strikeout number 2. For the Indians here. But the umpire calls timeout because our dugout, we were yelling, chanting, getting fired up.
Yep.
He called timeout and he said, you cannot yell when the pitcher's in his windup.
That's different.
So we're like, wait. And he clarifies himself and says, well, you can't yell at the pitcher. Hmm. Well, how do you know who we're yelling at?
Yeah, who you know we're yelling at? We're just yelling.
We're just yelling for the heck of it.
Whatever happened to hey, batter, batter.
Yeah, no batter, batter. So then we are out in the field playing defense, and Mr. Guys are going crazy. Nothing. I was in the dirt, going to skip away, and our runners are going to stay put.
It must be a new rule. They're wearing orange. You're allowed to yell at them.
That's the damnedest thing I ever seen.
Yeah, it is crazy.
I think everybody in the place was going, what?
Well, and
what
everybody happened? And then afterwards, we went to went uptown and got a pizza, and one of the New Bremen dads said that the same umpire made the same call last year.
Really?
Yeah. He said the same guy. He said the same guy did the same thing, and he said our players could scream all they want.
I said, some people call it enthusiasm.
I'm thinking that's not right. But whatever.
Yeah, it's different.
Two balls, no strikes to Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel with a big hit the last time up. This is a little blooper up the middle, and it's going to be an easy play for the shortstop, I believe, and it does. Fires across the field, and that's going to be out number three. Indians no runs on a couple of hits. We're through five of the books. Indians lead 2-0.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here at Fort Recovery, getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. I'll go over a couple more things we got coming up.
I left off.
We got baseball next week. We play Tuesday night at St. Mary's, and then we play at Wapakoneta. And then on Friday, baseball hosts Franklin Monroe. And I think that is that a makeup game, maybe?
No.
That's a scheduled game.
Yep.
And then Saturday, we host Arcanum. So a lot of baseball again next week. I don't know what's going on with the softball. They're getting ready for tournament, right?
Yeah.
Ollie, we're about to draw, aren't we?
They play Tuesday, yeah. Boys.
Tuesday?
Next week, Paulding. Tuesday, the girls are opening up sectional tournament right here against Paulding at the old battlegrounds.
Yep.
Baseball
that'll
draw.
That'll be 5 o'clock.
Sunday. Yeah, baseball's this Sunday. They draw.
And if you guys would decide you wanted to do the girls' tournament game instead of the boys' game at whatever that Tuesday where game is, St. Mary's will be
Tuesday's at St. Mary's.
But generally we do the baseball games, but we could do this if we have somebody that can do it for us, we can do it, put it on SportsStream too. But right now I do not have anybody to do that.
Rob Weaver is going to be here for Tuesday night's ball
game. Oh, he is? Oh. Rob
Stone on
Tuesday. Awesome. So that's really good.
That'll be on WPGW.
Perfect. And we will simulcast it then off of his.
So. Brady Keller's your hitter. 2-1 count on him. There's a pitch, 3-1. He's the number 8 hitter. Left fielder. Tonight he struck out looking.
Alex Dew 6 out away from a complete game shutout here.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I don't think he's thrown that many pitches.
No, I think he can go the whole way, no doubt. 5 strikeouts so far. No base on balls. That's pretty darn good. Call a strike.
Get him, Riggs. You got him time. You got time.
Yes, sir. He got him just by the neck.
Yeah. So, and again, that was a youngster there from New Bremen. If he takes off right out of the chute, he makes it. But he kind of stalled a little bit. And coach yelled at him. He takes off and
we'll take it.
Yes, sir.
Carson Keller coming up.
Another strikeout.
Yes, sir. Put her down there. 6 of them. Starts him out with a ball. A little high. There's a swing and a miss.
Alex just in a groove right now.
Yes, he is.
He is. He's kind of just.
It is fun to watch him when he is.
Tell you what, he's working quick, too. That's what you love. Love playing defense behind a guy like him.
We should have one more MAC game after this, right?
New Knoxville.
Knoxville,
got,
we haven't done yet.
The Rangers.
That canceled on Tuesday, yeah.
There you go. That's right.
And that is, I don't remember when we have that one. Holly,
swing.
Nice job, Alex Dew.
3-K swinging. That's the second out of the inning. Back to the top of the lineup.
I think you texted it to me when that game was going to be rescheduled. Let me see if I can find that.
New Knoxville.
Your AD's right there. She'll tell you. When's Knoxville game?
Monday, May 15th.
Kay. Monday, May 15th.
Tuesday is opening for
Saturday. Shot in the base hit in there to left field. Leadoff hitter Aaron Thiemann is on. Only the second runner for the Cardinals.
So I think, if I got this right, Holly said we will make up the New Knoxville game on Monday the 15th.
Yep.
And the tournament will start on Tuesday the 16th.
16th.
Depending on, I'm assuming we won't get a bye. If we would get one, we probably wouldn't take it. I think we want to play.
Yeah.
So probably pass on a bye if we got one.
Johnny
Thiemann. Be nice to play one game at home.
Johnny Thiemann's your
yep.
hitter.
Yep.
Johnny had a double last time.
I think there's a good chance of that. I'm not sure who else in there, but.
Hit the ball very well.
Ooh, he wanted to chase it, that one. He wanted to chase that one.
Yes, he did.
Two balls, no strikes.
I didn't get to listen to Sports Talk last night. Did you guys have a good show?
Yeah, we had the new basketball coach. Yeah. The girls' basketball coach.
Good young man?
Yeah, great young man.
Straight up outdoors.
Up high. Shortstop called off by the center fielder. Kale's got it to end the inning. And after
nice job by Kale.
5.5, the Indians lead it 2-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real. And it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI, not real. Come on.
All right, we're back on the air getting ready for the bottom of the fifth or the sixth inning. Indians coming to the plate with Daniel Patch, Alex Deuce, and Bo Tin. First three batters here for the purple and white. Holding on to a 2-0 lead here, Fee. Let's see what's happening here. I'd like to get another run or two.
Yep, I would like to.
Or three.
Little insurance wouldn't hurt a bit.
If I get home too early, my wife's going to make me do something.
Yep, I got a mow.
You got a mow?
My grass is looking bad.
Well, I was going to... I was thinking I'd mow a little bit tonight, too, after the game. But since there's no game tomorrow night, I might just call
her.
Get her done tomorrow night.
Never thought about that.
But she is working on getting a game tomorrow night, so it could happen.
Hey, if I don't know. If I don't know by... What time is it?
5 o'clock.
6
if you don't know by 5 o'clock.
If I don't know by... It's 6 or 6.
That hurt.
That hit patch you were wearing, it hit him, Matt.
Right in the elbow.
Right in the elbow. It hit his elbow pad.
I thought it hit his...
I thought it hit
his lower back.
It was pretty... pretty loud, but bottom line is, Patchy gets cracked on the old...
Yep, he's holding his...
We got a new runner here. Bench runner.
Wrist. Looks like Sage Wendell going to go out and do some running.
Yep.
Bench running for Daniel Patch, number 14.
Hey, we got a leadoff runner on. That's big.
I tell you what, it sounds like we got a professional announcer here, doesn't it?
Yeah, we do.
He does such a heck of a job.
We do have a professional.
He is professional.
He's even announced at the... Day Air Ballpark, so he's been at a
he's got it going on.
Deucey.
Pitches inside. Sage Wendell down there with a crazy lead.
Yeah, pretty good lead.
And a post out there doing some jogging along Sharpsburg Road.
Yep.
I know her routine. She's going to turn right here, come this way. There's a nice bunt by Alex Deuce. Second baseman comes over and does a nice job covering the bag. But
good hustle.
In the end, perfect job. Sage Wendell down to second base. Sacrifice bunt by Alex.
Alex kind of...
A little gimpy
a little
over
gimpy
the back.
There. I think he's kind of misstep there a little bit.
Well, you know, he got... we've picked on the poor guy all year for his sliding.
He's a worse slider.
We've seen him. We've seen him take his ankles and put them behind his head. We've seen him.
Oh, my gosh. That poor kid.
It's the funniest thing ever to watch a young man slide. And He's got to be so banged up from all those other attempts to slide, and then he hits the bag a little awkward and tweaks something. So that pitch is going to get past the pitcher, and Sagey's thinking, "What?
This is made it a third?
Pretty simple.
Somebody hit a ground ball, and I'll score."
Quickly, I'm over to third base. So the Indians now with run number three at third base.
Boateng, a little ground ball right side. That would do it.
Absolutely.
They're going to bring him in.
One away here.
Maybe a line drive base hit here. Bo.
Bringing the defense in.
One out. Let's get this run in.
We got to have
Come on,
run.
Bo.
And then two more.
Give me a hit here, babe.
Looks at that fastball.
Looks at that pitch right there on the outside edge. Come on, Bo 10. Come on, Bo 10. That pitch coming in there gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the wall. One ball, two strikes. Anna, now I'm going to pick on Anna again. Anna's out there. Now she's like, wait a minute. I can't do my routine where she shortcuts through the parking lot. There's too many people there.
Way too many people.
So now she's walking down Sourcebrook Road. She's like, that kills me. Come on, Bo. Chases one right there and gets away with it. Gets a little nipper right there. Holds the count at one ball, two strikes. One away here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians up by two. That's swung on. It's going to be maybe a tagger here. Out to the right field. Let's see what happens. Sage going to give him an arm out. And the throw comes in, and Sage with a nice slide outside. He slides outside, throws just a little bit up the baseline. If it's back at the plate, was going to be a bang-banger, but throw was about 10 feet up the baseline, and Sage stays way outside, puts his hand down, and does a professional slide in there to make it.
3-0.
3-0 ball game in favor of the purple and white.
Nice job, Bo 10.
Bo 10, yeah. Delivered. Sacrifice fly out there.
Well, we've had several two-out rallies the last few weeks. Might as well have one more.
Well, we got three runs in the books, and that's going to bring Jack. And Irving takes one for a ride out towards left field. Left fielder going back. Center fielder coming over. And the left fielder is going to make a play as he rolls to the ground. So a nice job out there by the New Bremen Cardinals defense. They come up without number three. But in the inning, Indians pick up one more run on no hits. And we go to the bottom of the top of the seventh inning, Fee. We need three outs. We'll get the road. We'll be back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We are back here at the Battlegrounds. Top of the seventh. Alex Deuce working on a two-hit shutout. Going into the seventh here. Leading off for the Cardinals will be Nolan King, his counterpart on the mound. Nolan's 0-2.
Keening's pitched a pretty nice game.
He's pitched a good game, too, yeah. Only gave up three.
Yep, had a couple of errors that hurt him. But
we know how that feels.
Yes, we do.
Knows the board.
We know everything about that.
Strike. One ball, two strikes. On the pitcher, Nolan.
You know what?
I can't remember the last game now that we've actually put in a new reliever. Bo's pitched complete games. And yeah. Alex has pitched complete games.
Yeah.
We haven't had any.
Yeah, that's. I think that's true.
Drops down and hits him in the back. 1-2 pitch. That's not smart.
Yeah, Deuce kind of come in there with that sidearm.
Yeah, he kind of dropped down there a little bit. I think you were doing fine straight up.
Jack Saylor.
That puts one man on. Not what we want. No. Jack Saylor's coming to the plate. Jack is 0-2 also.
Hit his counterpart. Nothing better than hitting your counterpart.
Yep, right in the back.
Knowing that chances are, if I get three outs, he doesn't have any chances to hit me again.
Can't hit me anymore.
So I'm going to wait until the seventh inning, and then I'm going to plunk him.
They're both juniors. They got next year.
Right on the back.
They can get him back next year, yeah. I'll put that in the old memory bank. When Mr. Deuce gets up next year, I'm clunking him. Jack Saylor swings and misses. Fooled by the old.
Yeah, I'd say if
off speed,
as long as he doesn't hurt him when he plunks him, we'll take the base runner.
Yeah. We'll take the base runner, just like New Bremen did right there. That young man's just fine.
Swing and a miss. Just a little bit.
I got just a hair of it.
2 balls, 2 strikes.
My goodness, playing golf Sunday, Fee. I'm going to be major rusty.
I don't even know where my clubs are at. It's going to be ugly.
Cody Bright took him.
Ground ball, third base. Jackson up with it, fires over. Is it landing?
Yeah, great play.
Nice play by Jackson.
Nicely done. They get the lead runner.
About a foot fair.
Fielder's choice on that.
Gets it over to second. And
now batting.
Puts Jack Saylor at first. Gavin Quellhorst is your hitter.
Yeah, see these boys groom this field when everybody's gone. They clean her up. Looks great.
Got her looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've noticed it, but out there behind the pitcher's mound, there's a circle out there. Lift that up, and there's a garden hose in there.
Yeah, it sure is. Blends in pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Looks pretty good. Swing foul.
Oh, yeah, you would know that for sure, Dave.
Pretty sure I put that in there.
I've seen that thing before.
That was a dumb thing to say. But
it's kind of my idea.
I don't know if you knew that or not.
I said, I might we just bury it right here, leave the hose and everything right there. And they're
popped up. Coming over at us a little bit. Oh, their coach is in the way. We got to call an interference on the coach.
And we make it out anyway, yeah.
Jackson Irby, nice job. Bob out. 2-5. Gavin Quellhorst, second out of the end.
Coach is catching some flack from our boys.
Yeah. I was at Parkway.
I heard him say, I didn't know which way to go.
I was at Parkway 3 or 4 years ago. Wind's blowing 100 miles an hour. And I move over, and the kid goes over, and he's out there, and all of a sudden the wind starts blowing it across. He comes right at me, runs right at me, and I'm like, I can't stop. I get called for interference. They get the guy on.
Did you really?
He caught the ball. I went, what do you mean? I said, what am I supposed to do? You got to get out of the way. I said, I was out of the way. I was out of the way, and then the wind blew it right at me.
Oh, that's funny.
Boys weren't too happy with me on that one.
Pitcher's in a coma.
Pitcher says, are you kidding me, coach? All right. Rogan Huther. Swings foul.
2 outs. Let's just
1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
Let's finish it on this
one
pitch.
1 strike away.
Let's just throw that old high hard one and see what happens.
Make your last pitch this game here, Alex. A great one.
Don't get down into that sidearm thing again.
Just a little low.
Through smoke.
Evens the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The dreaded Deuce is wild.
Indians
Alex, this might be his first win here, huh?
First win here? I don't know. It's 3-0, sure. I think I saw on the paper.
It's 3-0, but I'm thinking they're all away. Trying to think who won one here.
Well, he had to win all our away games because we are 9-7, and we've won 6 here, according to Tommy. So yeah.
He's probably got one here.
He definitely won at their ballpark.
Yep.
Swinging and a miss.
Alex Deuce, complete game. 3-0, shutout.
That was nice.
We'll be right back with some of the stats and talk a little bit about the game right after this.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, welcome back to the Battleground. The Indians improved to 10-7 on the year with a 3-0 victory over the New Bremen Cardinals. They even things up at 4-4 in the MAC.
Yes, sir.
And the Cardinals, they will now be 4-4 in the MAC also. Nice game done by Alex Deucefee, and the game ball goes to him again.
Yes,
I saw
absolutely.
He won an award down there at Day Air Ballpark here,
yeah,
for the Dragons.
Most valuable player. He's well-deserving that day.
Absolutely. Pretty dang cool. And we're thinking he picked up his fourth victory of the year.
Yep.
And, you know, hats off to the young man. For the Indians, I tell you what, we score 3 runs on 5 hits. We only struck out twice, which is beautiful.
That's very good.
We got 1 free pass, yep. 1 base on balls. We stranded 5. We stole only 1 base.
Yep.
And we had no errors. Nicely done by the Indians.
Big
hits
hit.
Wise.
Big hit by Kale.
Yeah.
Kale Rammel drove in 2 runs.
Absolutely. Big job
get
back
us in.
There. Landon Post with a hit. Caden Greasy with a hit. And a beautiful play in the top of the first inning. Came up with a great
play,
defensive play. Wyatt Benn also 1 hit, scored a run. Kale Rammel, 1 hit, but it was a big one. Scored 2 RBIs, game-winning hit right there. And Daniel Patch with a hit. And he also scored a run. That was Sage Wendell who came in to pinch run for him.
Yep.
For the Cardinals, no runs on 2 hits. They struck out 8 times. Nice job again by Alex Deuce. And 0 walks.
Yep. Alex Deuce on
they
the
only
game.
Strand 1 runner, Fee.
Whew.
They stranded 1 runner.
Wow.
I take that back. I'm going to give them 2.
Yep.
I'm going to give them 2 runners.
Yep.
And so they stranded 2. 0 stolen bases, committed a couple of errors, and the Indians move on now with a little bit of confidence here with their bats, you know.
Yep.
I mean, 3 runs doesn't sound like much, but the way we've been putting runs on the boards, 3 runs is huge.
It's huge for us right now. Our pitching is so good, and if we can just put some runs on the board, just give them a little bit of a lead. Our pitchers have been lights out.
I agree 100%.
We'll get to keep it going, and we'll get a draw Sunday here and find out what our playoff plans
absolutely.
Are going to be. And
we'll find
looking
out,
forward to that.
Yeah, we'll find out tomorrow if we got a game tomorrow night. It has been the regularly scheduled game against Dana has been canceled. But Saturday we do have a doubleheader.
Yep.
Down at Rushi starts at 10.
Yep.
And, again, I won't be available for that, Spencey, on Saturday.
Spencey, you might be looking for Patchy on that one.
Yeah, you may have to look around.
If he's there, he might be doing AAU.
Yeah,
very, very
that's
good.
Possible,
very,
too.
Very good.
See you, Reese.
All right. Well, for the Indians, I tell you what, and for me and Big Fee and Spencey. Spencey, you got more you want to talk about?
Yep, I'm going to talk a little bit about it next week.
All right, we're out of here.
So, yep, thanks, guys. We appreciate
Indians
it.
Indians win 3-0.
Yep, as Dave was saying, the tomorrow night's game with Anna canceled that. They're not going to be able to make it. And Holly is looking for a replacement game, and we'll do that if we can. So then Saturday is that doubleheader that he was talking about at Rushi, 10 a.m., defending state champions Rushi. And then next week we have baseball at St. Mary's on Tuesday, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And our girls will be playing. I don't have that in front of me because I didn't know Rob was going to be doing that. But the girls will be playing their first tournament game. I believe that is against Paulding, and that will be here. And Rob Weaver will have that, and we will simulcast his broadcast. On Sports Stream 2 will be the girls' game. So that's Tuesday. Thursday, baseball at Wapakoneta. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Friday, baseball will host Franklin Monroe. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And then Saturday, we'll also host Arcanum. That's a makeup from, I think, last week. Maybe that'll be 12:30 on Saturday afternoon, a single game. So that's what's coming up. Again, kind of stay tuned. We'll find out
when and if we can come up with a game for tomorrow night. But Anna has canceled that game, so they will not be here tomorrow night. So we're hoping to pick up another game, and Holly is working on that like crazy, but hasn't come up with anything yet. So thanks for listening. We appreciate our sponsors. Otherwise, we can't do all of this. And a big thank you to Dave Kalp and Harold Feely. And we'll be back hopefully tomorrow night, but Saturday for sure.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.